The Burt Show.
All right, Joanna here. Joanna is engaged, and Joanna's wedding is planned for when?
It's for Memorial Day of next year.
You look stressed out today, dude. You really do. You all right?
I don't have makeup on again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With you.
You look like crap. You feel okay?
I didn't say you look like crap. I just said you looked a little stressed today.
No, I think
I was
am.
Feeling
this
fine, Burt. Thanks.
This conversation, I think, is stressful.
It does, and it always and it. I get so anxious talking about it because a part of me, I feel like a brat when I tell you the things that it stressed me out because I feel like, you know, not everybody gets to have a wedding.
But isn't that what a wedding's all about? Being bratty? Like, wedding's supposed to be day, for the bride,
it's
right? Supposed
to, it's one of the times you're allowed to be selfish.
This 4-year engagement, you're allowed to be selfish for the next 4
That's
years.
That's why you're making it happen so long.
You guys are just not figuring that out. I'm trying to stretch out the me time as long as possible.
Like, I will be in the spotlight forever!
You know what could happen here is Stacey could listen to that. This conversation start to feel stressed for Joanna and just push her no smoking date back to Joanna's wedding day.
Yeah, let's not suggest that. So is it every day a different stress? Or,
no.
I mean, I think most soon-to-be brides would probably say the same thing, that they went into it a little naive, this big dream, and then when you get down to the realities of it, each and every day you sort of realize it's not what you thought it was going to be.
I think that's what happened, is that when you're little, you imagine that it's going to be a certain way. You imagine the big wedding and everything. And I always thought, oh, I want a big wedding. I want to have 200 plus guests there. And I want to have it in a beautiful location. And then you start to realize, well, financially, my family can't really help me. So Jason and I have to pay for this. And I can barely support myself. So how am I going to, you know, save for a wedding? So the burden then falls on Jason, and then he's going to school, so the money he has saved is going to pay his bills when he's in school and not working for 2 years. So then we realize, how are we going to pay for this lavish wedding that I've been dreaming up in my head? Do we really want to put ourselves into $20,000 worth of debt just for this one day? And I get upset because I think the one thing that I'm scared of giving up is that dream. And I'm like, that is so stupid. Like, what's the big deal? Who cares if I go get married on the beach somewhere? Like, just us.
I think a lot of brides feel the way you do because you do sort of have it, you know, this dreamy fairy tale in your mind. And the reality of planning a wedding is very different from mm-hmm. that. Very, very different. And even brides who do have help from their families have to sit down and really, I mean, You don't want to think about your wedding has to do with money. Mm-hmm. It's about love.
Well, when you're 5 years old, you don't know about the bills that come with that idea.
I'm going to ride in on a horse. I don't know what it costs to rent a horse, but I'm going to ride in on one.
But guess what? The wedding industry knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And they will overcharge you for everything they possibly can because they know it's connected to your love and your childhood dreams and everything else. So if you can't afford that bouquet of flowers, they say, sorry, it's going to be $500 for mm-hmm. this for you to walk down the aisle.
But isn't it supply and demand, though? Aren't there so many florists that provide flowers for weddings that they can't take advantage of you that way?
No.
Not really.
No. It's like collusion.
All expensive. I mean, and because they know, like, if they sit down with Joanna, she'll start crying and somebody will cough up the bill. Like, somebody in her life will go, oh, no, don't cry, don't cry. Your day is going to be perfect for you. We'll sign the check.
And unfortunately, that is Jason's his downfall, is that when I start to tear up, that's when he's like, no, I don't want you to cry. So I don't want to put the burden on him mm-hmm. to be the financial provider in our wedding. Mm-hmm. So I have, honest to God, told him time and time again, I just want to get married to you. I just want to marry you. Like, I don't care where we get married at this point. Let's go to the Dominican. Let's go get married on the beach, just us. But then there's his mom would be upset if we didn't get married in a church. And then, you know, you always dream of your father walking you down the aisle. So, mm-hmm.
But you've got a year to get on the pole. Like, you can earn
they
whatever you want.
A lot of money at Alluvia.
Yeah.
They've got great food.
And you know what? If you work the right shift, you can just tell us you're a cocktail waitress. And that's cool.
Yeah.
Here is that.
Hostess.
I mean, you did work at Hooters for a time. I mean, how far away from the whole thing are you, really?
That's just the minor leagues for a cheetah.
One is a chicken wing, the other one's a pole.
Oh,
pay for that wedding $5 at a time,
honey. Keep talking over there.
Here, Katie can run. Katie can relate to what you're saying here. Hey, Katie.
Hey, you guys. Joey and I wanted to give you some advice. I'm going through the exact same thing. My fiance and I were paying for our wedding ourselves, and we're, you know, trying to push it out till next May to save as much as we can. I've been to so many weddings where my friends went into debt, which is the worst possible way to go into marriage because it's only going to cause problems. Go to the beach. That's what we're doing. Just have your intimate friends and family and just make it special because that's what you're going to remember is just having those people there with you. Going into debt for a wedding is the most horrible choice that you could ever make.
Is there some kind of happy medium somewhere where you can still have your folks there, he can have his parents there also, but you're also doing it cheaply at a destination wedding, like in Conyers?
Well, I think that, you know, my biggest thing, yes, there could be a medium. There could be just his family and my family. However, I want, and I know that everyone says, like, you shouldn't care. I want to make his mom happy, and I want to get married in a church. And we've already put a deposit on the church. Not that we couldn't get it back. But yeah. We've already put deposit
God's
on a church. So I'm trying to think, okay, maybe we could just do the church thing and then have a reception some other time, at another time when we're making more money. Mm-hmm. And we can afford to, you know, fork over $100 a person because that seems to be the average in St. Augustine, Florida. So, you know.
Why in St. Augustine?
Because that's where all the a-holes live that charge $100 a person at a wedding.
Yeah, but there's places here, I mean, they charge a lot more than that, too.
They
like
do.
That, actually, when you said that, I'm like, oh, that sounds actually fairly affordable.
not when you're not making anything.
I know, but seriously, I mean, it's expensive.
It is. And it's just, I just feel like I need to let go of that dream. I need to just grow up, let go of that, and realize it's going to be okay. Like,
if you keep that attitude for the rest of your marriage, that is exactly where you want to be right there. That is exactly where you want to be.
Well, I do think it's a good learning lesson, you know, for you guys to struggle with this now before you get married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk about money and all that stuff.
Can you give her some Burt's Big Adventure money?
Hey,
you
Paul.
Just got like 27 grand from Jersey Mike's, right?
Hey, Paul,
hey,
good
we
morning.
Could do a Joanna and Jason sandwich.
The number four? And all the money goes
and
to them.
And like a dollar per sandwich goes to their wedding.
Oh.
No,
I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm like, ew.
They could take a whole different turn on the show.
How about a Joanna and Melissa sandwich? Hey.
Paul, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
We all know you want me, Jeff.
Hey. Good morning.
Hey, Paul.
Morning.
Hey.
My fiance and I are getting married in a month. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's getting down to crunch time and everything's coming down on us. And everything that she wanted, is it working out exactly right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling that pressure when she starts getting upset about this thing and that thing. You know, I just want to get married. I really don't care where or why, how it looks. I mean, I want it to be nice, but the details don't matter that much to me. But everything is getting her upset because it's not how she always pictured it. And I'm having trouble dealing with trying to financially handle making her happy. I mean, she gets it, but it's still making her upset.
Sure, and as the dude, all you want to do is fix things, man. I mean, that's our instinct is to try to fix it. And you, in a case like this, you don't have the cash, you can't fix it.
And Joanna's fiance, to me, sounds like the man who wants to be the provider.
Yeah, absolutely. He wants to. He just wants.
That's important to him.
He just wants to make me happy, and I am happy. I'm so excited to be marrying him, and I just want to marry him, and I don't want to put us in financial trouble. I just tomorrow. I don't care if we. I said to him, let's go get married at a justice of the peace. Like, I don't care. It's just about making his side of the family happy. I, at this point, to be honest with you, it's like.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so silly about it.
Hey, Lynn, good morning. You're
he
on
supports
the show.
You. He'll support you at the cheetah or stroke or
hey, good morning, you guys.
Morning.
Listen, I'll tell you what. We have the same situation. And not only that, we had family members that lived out of state. So we did our own thing and had 10 or 15 people there that we really loved. And then our parents decided that because we didn't have the type of wedding that we wanted, they each planned a reception for us with their friends and family, you know, from each side of the family. And we ended up with great experience all the way around. I mean, that was treasured moments that I thought I was going to miss out on. And it turned out to be great. So, you know, you try and end up pleasing everybody, but the only people you need to please is yourself.
Now, I used to say the same thing, but the truth is, I mean, the reality of it is, you know, you want to say, like, look, this is 24 hours, I'm allowed to be selfish, do what I want. Doesn't really work out that way. It sounds really great on paper, but it's not true.
Well, if it ends up being his mom that you're trying to please, I mean, there's a part of me that, you know, I fault her a little bit because she obviously knows that y'all are paying for this yourselves. Mm-hmm. So if she wants something lavish, then she should flip the bill for it. I mean, like, because I can see where parents of the bride end up, I can see the pressure between the bride and the parents because they're talking about the details of the wedding, and it ends up, well, the parents are paying for it, so that's why they want their family and their business partners and their, you know, all these people to come. Mm-hmm. I can see the conflict there. Mm-hmm. But since y'all can't afford it, and if there's an expectation there, then you know what? Guess
maybe
what? If you want it, then you got to provide it for me, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I wish it was that easy, but neither one of our families can financially help. So that's why I'm like, okay, so let's really evaluate where we want to be. Because remember, you're going to school for 2 years and you won't be working. So do we need to spend $15,000, $20,000? Probably not.
No.
How's your mom looking? Can she do like a mother-daughter show?
Jeff.
Jeff won't let it go. Would you just show him your boobs?
The Burt Show.